This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has the capability to overcome every challenge, and the spirit of Vande Mataram embodies that strength. He said, "Vande Mataram is not just a song or a hymn, but a source of inspiration that awakens people towards their duties." He underscored that Vande Mataram is country's inspiration as people pursue the dream of an Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister said this during a discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875.
Vande Mataram ye sirf geet ya bhav geet nahi, ye hamare liye prerna hai, rashtra ke prati kartavyon ke liye hame jagjodne wala kaam hai, aur isliye hame nirantar isko karte rehna hoga. Hum Atmanirbhar Bharat ka sapna lekar ke chal rahe hain, isko pura kar rahe hain.
Participating in the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "Vande Mataram is a part of country's present, past and future." He said, "The national song gave strength to freedom fighters to fight against the British rulers." Participating in the debate, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra said, "Vande Mataram is the soul of the country and every Indian feels proud while singing it." She said, "Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore recited Vande Mataram at a Congress session in 1896. She alleged that the debate on Vande Mataram is being held today to divert the attention from the core issues like unemployment and inflation. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav said, "Vande Mataram united people." He claimed that the emotion behind Vande Mataram was to reject communal politics. Today, Lok Sabha will discuss the issue of electoral reforms. Rajya Sabha is scheduled to take up discussion on the 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, parliamentary party will hold a meeting at the GMC Balyogi Auditorium in the Parliament Library Building in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Handicrafts Awards in New Delhi today to honour distinguished master craftspersons for 2023 and 2024. These prestigious national accolades celebrate exceptional artistic mastery and underscore the government's commitment to preserving and promoting India's rich and diverse handicraft heritage. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh and Minister of State Pavitra Margarita will also attend the ceremony. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has urged countries with big cat populations to join International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, to strengthen conservation efforts. Chairing a high-level interaction on collaborative initiative for big cat conservation under the IBCA in New Delhi, he said, "India is set to host the Global Big Cats Summit in New Delhi in 2026. Mr. Yadav invited all big cat range nations to collaborate, exchange conservation strategies and share best practices." The minister emphasized that conservation is an integral part of India's cultural and environmental ethos. The Ministry of External Affairs will organize the 5th Atal Bihari Vajpayee Memorial Lecture in New Delhi today. In a statement, the ministry said that Teo Chee Hian, senior advisor to the Prime Minister of Singapore, will deliver the lecture on the theme Enduring Partnerships in a Changing World. The magisterial inquiry into the Goa tragedy revealed major procedural lapses by local authorities, even as police initiate steps to apprehend the main accused who have fled the country. A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit northeastern Japan last night. Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake occurred about 80 kilometers off the coast of Aomori region. More than 20 people were injured. In men's cricket, a 5-match T20 series between hosts India and South Africa is set to begin today. The opening match will be played at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha from 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.